Welcome to the Hustle Forward Podcast, your destination for straightforward business advice, behind the scenes of entrepreneurship life, and tips that inspire you to take action without all the fluff. I'm ready to help you grow your business as you hustle forward. My name is Shayla Renato. I'm a wife, a mom, and business strategist, as well as the owner of the amazing and highly sought after digital marketing agency, Alias Consulting. You also can catch me hanging out online as the founder of national lifestyle brand, Black Girls Wine. That's right, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm here to help you get inspired and take action on your journey to six figures and beyond. Let's get into today's episode. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Hustle Forward Podcast. I'm excited about this episode, y'all. It's the middle of the day. Almost. It's like almost 12 when I'm recording this podcast. So I got a lot of energy. I feel like that first episode I recorded for 2024, I'm like real chill because it was early in the morning. And I think I was sick. But anyway, welcome back, y'all. Today's episode, I am answering a listener question. And I'm excited. I want to freestyle and kind of do more of these. So when you guys have like business and marketing questions, please, please, please send them over to me on Instagram at Shayla Renato, or send them on Threads. You can send it to Black Girls Wine or Shayla Renato. I'm usually under one of those profiles. All right, let's dig into the listener question. The question is, hey, can you explain the whole faceless digital movement that's happening? I do not understand. Thank you so much for this question, listener. Listen here, y'all. This is a really, really good question, and I want to dive in, and I am freestyling, so just kind of bear with me. I thought this might be a fun kind of episode to do. I usually pre-prepare notes and everything, so this is my first freestyle for y'all in 2024. All right, so the whole faceless digital movement, it's really interesting. In the marketing world, we took note of it, actually, almost a month ago. It happened in December. This girl started an account on Instagram and it was faceless. And I guess the whole point of her even making it, or not I guess, but the point was to prove that you don't have to show your face in order to grow an Instagram account, which is interesting to me because this is not news at all. there's a follower, a couple, I've followed a really couple of dope writers since the early years, 2010, 2011, when Instagram was brand new, and they never showed their faces. And those writers now have, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. One that I can think of off the top of my head, I think she's definitely at least 500,000. And she didn't start showing her face until the last few years. I had no idea what that woman looked like. So this is not a new concept by any means. Right now, the reason why it is so popular is because Reels, when Reels dropped post TikTok, you know, it's been a thing, right? I need some water. Hold on. So Reels actually dropped post TikTok and, you know, Instagram was prioritizing Reels for a while right after they dropped. And now Instagram is back to prioritizing everything else. But video is still king. And so a lot of business owners and people out there who want to make money online, they're not really interested in showing their face, which confuses me, but we'll get back to that. They're not interested in necessarily like showing their face or showing up online. And so they are wanting to start these faceless real accounts. Now there's a million of them at this point, right? The girl who originally started it, she made a lot of money really fast in growing her account. But here's the thing. This is what I want to challenge everyone who is like, ooh, I want my Instagram to be faceless. This girl started it in December. I would venture to say that unless she comes up with an intentional purpose in starting this, I can't see it lasting that long. And here's why. From a marketing perspective, I'm wondering like how long it's going to last, her wanting to connect with other people who want to start faceless accounts. And I'm also wondering whether or not she's going to start adding some value that's deeper than just, hey, you can start this faceless account. I don't see it lasting if she does not do that. And here's why. Because you can build community around people who don't want to show their faces and own businesses. And there's millions of people out there who've done it. There's a lot of successful people who built businesses without showing their faces. The problem is that a lot of people who are like, oh my gosh, I want to do this, are actually the exact people who need to be doing the opposite and showing their face. Now, showing your face is not required for a brand. It's not required at all. However, depending on the business that you have, depending on the product or service that you offer, showing your face is actually very beneficial and can lead to much faster growth. I would warn business owners, service providers, and product-based businesses I would warn against adopting this trend unless you have all intentions of excuse me, wasn't expecting to sneeze in the middle of the podcast. Unless you have all intentions of determining another way to exhibit the value of your product and service without having to show your face. Some people can use models if they have a product-based business. Some people, depending on the product, depending on how you market the product and how you leverage video and leverage whatever platform you're using, you can go faceless. But service providers, this is not, don't get caught up in this wave and think that this is going to be you. There's a lot to consider with going faceless, especially as a service provider. Number one, people like connecting with people. And so if you take your face out of it, but you're trying to sell a coaching service, or you're trying to sell a membership that where you're teaching and educating, or you're trying to sell whatever, unless you have the most compelling copywriter in the world and you got the best stock video anyone's ever seen, that's going to be really hard to position, especially if you have a high ticket offer. Because at the end of the day, I'm not paying someone $10,000 and I don't know who you are. That's insane. That's almost like that. What is that show, y'all? The show where people get married before they see each other. Like, you know, they see each other at the altar. Is it called At the Altar? Something like that. Y'all know what show I'm talking about. That's what that's like. That TV show where people get married without ever meeting or seeing each other, and like they have some psychologists and relationship experts who like match these people, and half of the marriages never even last. Half of them are over before they even get started. That's exactly what creating a faceless account as a service provider is gonna do for you. Again, unless you have an exceptional marketing plan, and unless like there's a lot of like heavy hitting factors to consider on whether or not a faceless account would work for you. And I would encourage you to book a call with a marketing professional and ask if it will work for you. That is my tip. That's my response. I do think that they can work. I think it also depends on the type of brand. So for instance, like for our agency account, I do want to show my face more since I am the owner. People are buying into the, you know, the fact that I am a digital marketing expert. I have built successful brands of my own. I'm building other successful brands alongside mine. That account has been mostly faceless, but I know once a voice gets to it, the traction will pick up much faster. And this is why, because one, I don't want to be an account that just offers generic advice. Like, the fact that going faceless is a thing. I mean, shout out to everybody that is going faceless. I guess go for it. Like, if you want to go faceless, go for it. But at the end of the day, like, you can't just up and decide you're going faceless with no marketing plan, no nothing. Like, you just, you have no marketing strategy. You actually don't even have a content plan. You're just like, oh, I want to do faceless because it's on trend and people are doing it. It's probably not going to work for your business because your face showing won't work for your business. So I'm just throwing this out there, guys. No, you guys don't skim me alive. Okay. This is just my thoughts. And so, yeah, I am somebody who is not, that account has been faceless. Like the business account for Alias Consulting, because we get clients from all over. But I do want to show more of my face because I don't want another agency account out there. There's so many out there. So many digital marketing agencies have their own account separate from their founders and employees and people who work there. And they do tend to be faceless and they're all offering extremely generic tips. And I'm just like, girl, and not to mention the fact that generic marketing advice is some of the most dangerous advice that you will see online, because what works for one brand will not always work for another. Within our agency, we run multiple accounts, and each of those accounts has different strategies, has different approaches. We use different concepts. So I want to warn everyone who is enjoying the facelift movement that just because it works for that account doesn't mean it will work for your business, and you need to consult with a marketing professional before you take that on. So yeah, thank you for this question. It was a really good one. I like the faceless movement where it makes sense. But I just know that for most businesses and a lot of the businesses who are trying to be faceless, baby, that's not for you. All right. If you like this episode, please let me know. I'm excited to actually post the video footage for this episode and share it with you guys. And get your feedback. And if you have any other business and marketing questions, please send them to me. Otherwise, I got lots of other good stuff coming your way. If you love this podcast, please don't hesitate to share it with a fellow hustler. Download it so you can come back and take notes later. And definitely leave me a 5-star review. If you're hearing this podcast and you need help with your business or marketing strategy, I'm your girl. Book a discovery call so we can talk about where you are and where you're trying to go. Make sure you're following me over on the gram at Shayla Renato. There's a community over there where I am keeping action takers accountable, and I'm sharing my journey to writing my second book. Until next time, keep hustling forward.